I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tommy, introduce that girl. She's here, right here, right now.
Let's get it. The one and only Carla Ferrell is here with what? Reality Update.
Thank you, nephew. Okay, guys, here we go. Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion virtual.
Ooh, Lord.
Yeah, part two. Shirley, say it again. What?
Ooh, Lord.
All right, so Portia said that she and her fiancé, Dennis, are quarantined together with the baby and that she was hurt by rumors that he was out with other women before the pandemic. So she's dealing with that, trying to work out her relationship with her baby daddy, Dennis. Portia also feels like Kenya is full of it. Some feel like Kenya can dish it, but she can't take it. Cynthia is the same. Her attitude is that these women are dysfunctional. She said it's a sisterhood, but it's like drama between them. So I'm like, okay.
They can quit calling that a sisterhood.
So sad.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's
there
confusing.
Are no group of women who behave that way towards one each other.
No.
Unless they're on a reality show. Yeah. That's not a sisterhood.
Let's see. Kenya, what I found out about her during reunion part two, Shirley, is that she holds on to stuff. She does not let stuff go. You remember when Marlo crashed, when Kenya crashed Marlo's hair wig line party and she came in there with the marching band? Well, that was payback for Marlo from a few seasons ago, before, when they were talking about Kenya's hair products being water. So this is all, this is Kenya shade. This is what she does.
So
she
Kenya is the Tommy. Because Tommy does that on this show.
Tommy don't let stuff go. Okay,
Kenya equals Tommy.
Got it.
Jordan ain't letting nothing go. Y'all ain't mad at Jordan. Why y'all mad at me?
Jordan, your son?
No,
Michael Jordan.
Oh, Michael Jordan. I was like, wait a minute.
Well, he tall, though.
How dare you? Get on it, Steve. I love it.
Right. He's tall. So anyway, then, you know, Kenya, she did apologize. She did say she went too far with the whole thing with the cookie lady bringing her to brunch with Tanya because Tanya's man, according to Kenya, was flirting with the cookie lady, and she called Tanya a name. That was horrible how Kenya treated Tanya. And Kenya said that she did go too far with that, and so she did apologize for that. Nene and Candy got into it.
Oh my goodness.
It was ugly. Nene said
careful. Candy ain't no game.
No, she's not, and we're going to talk about Candy. Candy doing big things. So anyway, they got into it, and Nene felt that certain people on the show get spinoffs all the time. She didn't say it was Candy, but Candy felt like she was talking about her. Take a listen.
Girl, bye.
Bye. That's all you can say is bye. You can't stop seeing me, because I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere.
And you're going to continue to see me.
Not forgettable.
You've been knowing me since before I got here,
girl.
You've been singing my songs.
You
got you on here singing my songs.
Tomorrow, they will forget about you and your outfit.
You've been knowing me. You're going to keep knowing me. I'm embedded in your brain. I'm embedded in your brain.
Yeah.
Candy ain't backing down.
We have been singing them songs, though. Yeah, that's what Candy's point was like. You've been knowing me. You've been knowing me.
Yeah, you knew me before this.
Right, before this reality show, you knew who I was. So, yeah, it was ugly.
Well,
was,
you know, Candy is the one that's always had a career.
Yeah.
Always had a business aptitude. Candy's always been the one that's been.
Successful songwriter.
Always had something going on, you know.
Yep. And speaking of Candy, that argument was.
A proven talent.
Right, and that argument was so bad, Andy had to mute them because it was just too much. So speaking of Candy, drum roll, I'm going to let Shirley Strawberry do this announcement. Last night, reality competition singing show, The Masked Singer, Candy Barris was the night angel, and she is what, Shirley?
She won the golden mask. Candy won. I knew it was Candy
Wait a minute,
all
Candy
the time.
Did?
I'm so
Yeah, Candy won.
Candy.
Candy yep. can really sing. That yep. night angel proved it, Carla. Yes. yes. Oh.
So shout out to Candy Barris. She is doing big things. So, Nene, you will be remembering
Candy Barris.
Unforgettable.